Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I want to read Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. You know, Brother Jim and I take that seriously, and I'm not boasting, I'm just stating facts. We spend our life out on the road, sleeping next to the beggars, reaching out to the rich, standing on the street corners. We go outside religious buildings, it doesn't matter. We love all of them, and we give them the life-saving gospel. And we also do our best to teach them to observe all things whatsoever He has commanded. And how we do that is we've labored for years to get all the teachings on our website so that anyone, anywhere, anytime can have help seeing through the lies of man-made religion, which are all over, and help them find the truth. And we're also here in person to help anyone. We offer accountability, and the goal is to strive for unity and fellowship. Now I want to read 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Did you catch that? No divisions among you. And that means it's obtainable that we can all speak the same thing and be in the same mind and the same judgment. But that only works if there's two willing parties, right? Brother Jim and I are willing. But what we find are people that come to us, they're only willing for a while until they come up against something they don't like or they can't handle. And when they can't dispute it in the Word, they leave. And we just had somebody ask us, why do people leave? And the answer we gave them was sin. And it could be the sin of pride, vanity, idolizing friends and family, not trying to be set free from a job that causes sin, procrastination on obedience, fleshly feelings. I don't know. There's so many of them. That's just a few of them. And, you know, we grieve over situations like this because there's no striving for unity. There's no love of the brethren, and God's not glorified. And Brother Jim's always talking about how God is not glorified when claimed believers don't fight to find unity. Instead, what do we see? They fight for their own rights and their ways, which is disunity and dishonor to our Father. So, I titled this audio, Pressing On and Pushing Back, because I wonder, you know, the true reason why people leave and they never return. Some will say, well, we want to take our time or look into what we've talked about or take a break, or some just up and take off. Poof, they're gone. No love. And I'm going to tell you something. Brother Jim and I often talk about those who have been in our life. Each and every one we've loved, poured ourselves out for, prayed for, tried to do everything we could encourage to keep them going. I'm not boasting. I'm just stating some facts here, and hopefully if somebody's listening, they'll probably admit we did try to do everything we could, and we would continue to do that. Sometimes we even reach back and try to open the door of communication, trying to fight for that unity in the Word so we can all glorify the Father and be of one mind. And it all makes me wonder, you know, if those who have taken off are really pressing on, or did they just push back on the truth? And quite honestly, sisters, I'll tell you, I'd probably venture to say that they push back against the truth because, think about this, if they truly had the love of the Father in them, don't you think they'd be reaching back to see how we're doing? See if we can find common ground to work from and then wrestle in the Scriptures to become united as one. That's what I would do. If I got in my flesh and I separated from somebody, if I truly had the love of God in me, it would weigh on my heart so bad I'd have to reach back and see and humble myself. God's Word says we're known by our love for one another. Just think about that. John 13, 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. 1 Peter 1:22, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. I'm not really sure how we can do all that love for one another when we're not together. But anyway, we're still here. We're striving on. We're going to continue to love the brethren. It doesn't matter how many people come, how many people go, what goes on. We're going to keep pressing on and shining the light and helping those along the way who truly are striving on for unity and fellowship to glorify the Father. Hallelujah. There are few, but they're out there. So until we speak again, we love you all. Have a joyous evening, sisters, and may God be praised.